Well, Rodney Farver has returned. Yes, the same Rodney Farver who 20 years ago was the childhood playmate of young Benton Harbor, now revered by all as Midland City's crusading capon chicken man. It seems that Rodney Farver has never forgiven his former playmate for a certain day many years ago when...
You broke it, Benton.
I'm sorry, Rodney.
You broke my little red wagon.
It was an accident, Rodney.
And the broken-hearted child that day took a youthful vow of vengeance.
Benton Harbor?
Yes, Rodney.
I'm gonna get you.
During the intervening years, little Benton Harbor grew into manhood, and adopting the visage of the chicken became Midland City's crime-crushing capon. While Rodney Farver, twisted and embittered by his experience, chose to become a corporation lawyer by day and a deadly lasso expert by night.
I can lasso the tail of a grasshopper at 20 feet.
Well, against this background, Rodney Farver has returned to carry out his youthful vow against our hero.
Oh, come look at them out the window, Grace.
This is Mildred Harbor, mother of Benton.
Oh, my, isn't that the cutest thing? Just like when they were children.
This is Grace Farver, mother of Rodney.
My stars, Rodney is chasing Benton.
I declare, that boy of yours can really run.
What's Rodney trying to do there?
Oh, heavens, he's trying to lasso Benton.
Isn't that adorable?
Oh, I declare, that boy of yours can really run.
Grace, where on earth did Rodney ever learn to use a lasso like
that? He's pretty deadly with it, ain't he?
My shades, is Benton trying to climb up that apple tree?
Get him, Rodney! Get him!
What did you say, Grace?
Come on, boy, use that lasso!
Would you like some hot tea, Grace?
Come on down, Benton. I just want to have a talk with you.
What do you want to talk about, Rodney?
About old times, Benton, old buddy.
Old times?
Yeah.
What are you doing to the apple tree, Rodney? Are you sawing down this apple tree? Rodney!
Wow! So yesterday's apprehensions proved to be unfounded. Patently, Rodney has no intention of hanging the subject of our affections by his capon neck until he's a dead chicken. Obviously, he prefers to drop the subject.